हरे कृष्णा। कैजुअल टाइज मेक अस कैजुअलिटीज। ऑल ऑफ अस हैव अ लोअर साइड। वी हैव डिजायर्स विच ड्रैग अस डाउन, विच इम्पेल अस टुवर्ड्स सेल्फिश सिनफुल एक्टिविटीज दैट इवेंचुअली ब्रिंग ग्रेट सफरिंग। इन रेजिस्टिंग आवर लोअर साइड, आवर हायर टाइज, our connections with things that inspire and ennoble us are very important. To understand this, let's consider the example of college students. Normally, when students live at home, they are often protected by their parents who love and cherish them and who inspire values within them. But when these children go to college, especially if they go to hostel, then in the campus, they are exposed to a whole world of sensuality, immorality and depravity, and it is so easy to just get sucked into that and to fall for all sorts of terrible activities. What protects them at that time is the thought of their parents. No, my parents will be so displeased, will be so hurt if this happens. I want to honor them, not hurt them. I want to make them feel proud of me, not ashamed of me. So that higher tie protects them from their lower side. Actually, their lower side is there not only just because the culture outside is alluring them, but in adolescence, in teenage, one also has the hormones create a daredevilishness by which one wants to explore and explore dangerously the things which one has been told are harmful. One wants to check them out because of the inner hormones and the external glamorization of things. So just as the higher ties can protect the students, same applies to our spiritual life also. You know, we have a lower side which drags us down, and it is our higher ties, our connection with Krishna, in fact our commitment to devotional service to Krishna, that protects us. When we practice devotional service to Krishna diligently, committedly, then we get a higher taste. We get an inner happiness that makes temptations resistible. We all need happiness. And if we don't get happiness spiritually, then naturally we'll crave for it materially. Committed devotional service gives us higher spiritual happiness and therefore makes the lower temptations resistible. But if we let our connection with Krishna become casual, that means we let our devotional activities become erratic and sporadic, dependent on the whims of the mind. If I feel like it, I will do it. If I don't feel like it, I won't do it. So if we let our devotional activities become casual like that, then we don't get a steady higher happiness because we are not steadily connected with Krishna. And because of a lack of steady connection, naturally, we get dragged down by the lower pleasures. This casual ties with Krishna make us casualties of our lower side. Now, how do we avoid becoming casualties? We need to make our ties with Krishna serious. And how can we do that? By meditating. By meditating on how Krishna constantly loves and cherishes us. And He has been loving and cherishing us, although we have been neglecting Him lifetime after lifetime for the sake of petty material pleasures. So Krishna is our supreme all-loving parent, and by remembering how He loves and cherishes us, that can give us motivation to strengthen our ties with Him. Further, the parents may just be at their homes and they love the children. But Krishna is not just in the spiritual world. Krishna manifests here in the material world in many ways. He manifests as the holy name, He manifests as the deity, He manifests as the scriptures, He manifests as His devotees. And through all of them, He's extending His love actively for us to be able to realize and relish. And when we remember this also, how Krishna is mercifully extending Himself to us in so many ways, that can also inspire within us the desire to reciprocate. And that will also inspire us to strengthen our ties with Him. Further, we can also meditate how connecting with Krishna, reciprocating with Krishna, will bring out the best within us. Now, we all have, we are as souls, parts of Krishna who are pure. And there is a divinity within us which can be brought out by connection with the divine. So, although we may feel weak and fallible right now in terms of vulnerability to temptations, but by connection with Krishna, we can become better and better till we become so strong that we can actually resist temptations entirely. So by meditating, how the strong connection with Krishna is the path to self-improvement and self-mastery, we can get further impetus to strengthen our connection with Krishna. And in this way, when we keep our ties with Krishna strong and steady, then we will be able to fight the inner war determinedly and ultimately emerge virtuous and victorious. Virtuous means that our vices will subside and our virtues will become strong and dominant characteristics of our personality and character, and victorious. We will be able to fight and defeat the temptations that are tormenting us now. So this is what Krishna talks about in the Bhagavad Gita. In 18.58, he says, Machitta sarva durgani mat prasada tarishyasi atha chetva mahankaran nashroshyasi vinangshyasi. If you become conscious of me, you will pass over all obstacles by my grace. But if you act out of false ego, not hearing me, you will be lost. So, acting out of false ego, not hearing Krishna, means taking our ties with Krishna casually. Letting them stay at the mercy of our mind, our ego. So, the mind, ego, as far as the analysis is concerned, they are all one composite unit that often take us away from Krishna. From the analytical point of view, with respect to technicalities, they are different. But from the point of view of spirituality, all of them, the mind, the ego, both of them, they basically take us away from Krishna. And we need to combat that. So, if we take our mind too seriously, then we will be lost. Vinangshasi, will be caught and consumed in the material whirlpool. But if we hear Krishna, machitta, if we become conscious of Krishna, that means we take our relationship with Krishna seriously, we make our ties with Him strong, then sarva durgani mat prasada tarishyasi. We may face big obstacles due to severe temptations, but by Krishna's grace, we will be able to overcome them and become successful in our spiritual conquests. Thank you. Hare Krishna.